You've sort of come full circle, haven't you? Growing up here in Perth and now you're back playing for the Cats. Were you a big fan of Perth back in the day?
Yeah, definitely. Because when I first started, I got into basketball slowly. And the first thing that got me into basketball was watching the Wildcats, watching Ricky Grace play. Because he used to come down to our school running promos, like teaching the kids how to play. Now that's how I got into it, so I was a really big fan.
Can you tell us about just your probably lack of opportunities maybe at New Zealand and that would have frustrated you, but you hope to get more court time here in Perth?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, my last 2 years haven't been what I've been looking for, and so it was good to move on from that situation, come into a new situation like Perth, get a bigger role, better, like getting more like minutes and stuff, and move forward to and get better.
What do you need to do, do you think, to take that next step to become a regular?
Just like the little things, you know, rebound the ball hard, play defense, and also improve offensively, scoring the ball in the post, and whenever I'm open. So just still working on those part of my game. So it's the off season now, so I've been starting to do that already.
Who are you most looking forward to working with here?
Pretty much everyone, especially guys like Martin, who's been here for a long time. So guys like that, obviously the imports are not here yet, and also looking forward to playing with them. Obviously guys like Bryce Cotton, playing with a guy like that, like it draws so much attention on offense, leave guys like us open and opportunity to score, so it's pretty awesome.
Can you tell us about the aura, having played against these guys, how are they perceived inside locker rooms when they come up against them?
Yeah, it's always a tough, you know, like every time we played Perth, you know, it's like, they're a tough team in the league. They play defense, and they're like they got the next man up mentality. Like last year, they had a few injuries and stuff, and they were still like they went like 10-0, and without like most of their stars. And just shows you how much like everybody out here works hard, and just like craving for that opportunity when their name get called up.
What do they fear most, do you think, opposition teams? Is it Bryce Cotton or is it the defensive power that they've got?
I'll probably say the defensive power mostly, because you know, they go to they crash the glass hard, they hold the opponent to like a low field goal percentage or low points overall. So it's that defensive group mentality that's feared most around the league.
Greg Hayes retired, and he's probably the sort of player that you'd like to evolve into, although you're a bigger size of Greg Hayes. Is he the type of animal under the glass that you'd like to become?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, losing a guy like Greg Hayes, you know, he's a great, like, he got a great nose for the ball, and obviously that's one of my strengths, and like I look up to him and try and model my game around him, and just trying to be as successful as a player coming up.
Nice to be back in Perth and around family and mum's cooking and everything.
Yeah, that's the thing I've missed the most, because you know, living by myself, it's a big struggle. I can't really cook, so I used to eat out every time, Uber Eats, so now just got to settle down and get that good home cooking.
So, yeah. What's going to be your favourite dish then?
I'll probably say some Sudanese food, because that's what my mum cooks the most at home, so I've been missing that for years, so every night I'm going to be getting some of that Sudanese food, so looking forward to that. Yeah.
Beautiful, mate. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Thank you for that.